In every generation, God raises voices to speak to the young. In our time, two men, one a saintly teenager from Italy, the other an outspoken activist in America, remind us of a truth that the church has always known. The future of faith rests with the youth. Saint Carlo Acutis, called the cyber apostle of the Eucharist, once said, "The Eucharist is my highway to heaven." Saint Carlo Acutis used the internet not for vanity or distraction, but as a tool for evangelization. With passion, he catalogued Eucharistic miracles from around the world so that young people scrolling through screens might encounter Christ alive in the Blessed Sacrament. "To be always united with Jesus, this is my life's plan," Carlo wrote. His quiet holiness showed his generation that sainthood is not outdated, it is possible today. Across the ocean, and in a different arena, Charlie Kirk devoted his life to rallying young people to rediscover faith's role in society. He boldly declared, "The next generation will decide if America remains a nation that honors God or forgets Him." Through campus tours, church events, and media, Kirk challenged young men and women not to abandon their faith, but to stand firm in truth. He often reminded them, "If Christians stay silent, darkness advances. Faith must be lived, not hidden." While his work was often political, at its heart was a conviction familiar to Saint Carlo. Youth cannot be passive. They must rise, speak, and live for truth. Though their missions were different, one purely spiritual, the other a mix of faith and cultural battle, Saint Carlo Acutis and Charlie Kirk shared a burning conviction: youth must not be lost to the world, but won for God. Saint Carlo Acutis shows us the way of the Eucharist, the silent power of holiness in everyday life. Charlie Kirk reminds us of the courage needed to defend faith in the face of a hostile culture. Today, we face a crisis of faith among the youth, but the examples of Saint Carlo Acutis and Charlie Kirk cry out to us: now is the time to win souls back to God. The church has always taught that when the youth are lost, the faith withers. Pope Saint John Paul II once said, "The future starts today, not tomorrow." Saint Carlo Acutis taught us that sanctity is possible for the youth. Charlie Kirk urged us to never be ashamed of faith in the public square. Together, their legacy points to one truth: if we lose the next generation, we lose the future. So let us rise with passion, as Saint Carlo did with his keyboard, and as Charlie Kirk did with his voice, to lead young hearts back to Christ. For if we inspire the next generation to love Christ, to live for Him, and to proclaim His truth, then the future will not belong to darkness, but to the light of God's glory. For in the end, nothing matters more than this, that every soul, especially the youth, may one day echo with Carlo, "Not me, but God."